Why are you looking at me?
No, no? You're just the most senior member.
So has your...
Can't let it go.
I mean, has your ability to convince the council to do anything just completely melted down tonight?
No, not really. I mean, again, it's just about what's doing is right. I'm continue to take care of county business. It's the right thing. I'm opposed to the right things. I'm going to stand up for it, and we can go forward. And they had the opportunity to vote for or against things. That's their prerogative. But when they, I think we need to bring to bear about what is it they're actually doing so they understand what they're doing. And they're telling me that they're not voting against diversity. Yes, you are. We established it from the county executive point of view. That's one of the reasons we say, well, it took so long, Charlie. Now you know what took me so long. What people think they're saying, they're not saying, and I know this. Okay, so now I'm putting them on right in front. Where do you stand? And I'm saying, this diversity is as important to you as important as it is to me. We ought to institutionalize it and make it a real thing and a value for St. Louis County, not just a slogan, but something that makes sense for everybody and include everybody in St. Louis County.
We asked you a couple weeks ago whether organized labor was going to have trouble with it, and evidently after the vote tonight, it's pretty obvious that they're members of the council who are aligned with them do. Did you underestimate how much opposition there would be to it from that sector?
Again, what I said, and I'm going to say it again, is that you asked why it took so long for me to bring this forward, to institutionalize it, because there has been some issues in the past about this. So I just did it on a project-by-project basis. I think that everybody's talking about diversity these days. Let's see if we really mean what we say. Can we put it on the books? Can we put it in writing? Do we mean what we really say when we talk about diversity and inclusion in St. Louis County for everybody? I'm just saying, let's stop talking about it and let's do it.
So with this bill that they voted against tonight, which specific piece was that of the three, and does it mean that you have to abandon something you've already institutionalized?
I'm not abandoning anything. Please understand that. I am not going to abandon diversity and inclusion in St. Louis County. That is not going to happen.
So was this bill then largely symbolic?
It is symbolic. But it shows the value of people on this council that why we do what we do and why it took us so long to get to this point. People talk about inclusion, but do they really mean it? Do they really value each person in our community? I do.
Do you think this was campaign-related?
Everything is campaign-related, the last 8 weeks of something. It's always campaign-related. I'm not going to act like it's not. Of course it is. But it's a good opportunity to put the issues before St. Louis County and the people of St. Louis County, where this county stand on diversity and inclusion.
Why did the county not codify what was passed in 2007? I mean, that was a minority apprentice program, from my understanding.
I don't know. I can't speak for the county council. Only they can say that.
But they're turning the tables. They're saying that it was up to you to.
No, it's never. No. Remember, I don't have a vote. And so if I don't get a good feeling about what people feel, I won't present something at a certain time. I just institutionalize it. I did it project by project on all the things that St. Louis County do. I've always done that. I've always been inclusive. Anyone would say that I have not, it's just not telling the truth and knowing anything about Charlie Dooley. But I thought this was a tremendous opportunity for us as a county. Let's put Clause 6 aside. Let's do what's right for St. Louis County. We talk about mosaic. We talk about inclusion. We talk about diversity. It's the buzzword. It's a slang now. But does it really make sense?
It looked like it was incumbent on you to put it into place. That it was codified. It went back to you.
I'm going to say this again. You see what happened tonight, did you not? So let's not fool ourselves. You saw the pushback that happened tonight. You think this wouldn't happen in 2007? That's why I just dropped in this room and did what I have to do. But tonight we talk about all these things now. And we talk about Mosaic Project, diversities, and all the things we talk about that make our region grow. Why not do it right now? We got somebody here, they got 20 years experience on how to put this together. What we're asking for is no different what they have in the city of St. Louis, in Kansas City, any place else across this region. What is the problem now? It's the same problem it was now, it was probably 6-7 years ago. People talk a good talk, but when you start putting things down in black and white, in writing, including everybody, people get nervous. All I'm saying is I will hope the council will reconsider their position because it doesn't speak well to St. Louis County. And anybody will tell you, the substitute ordinances, it says any construction job over $25,000 has to have, for construction, an apprentice program. Now, what does that actually mean? The minorities and women and small businesses, they're not going to participate. And that's unacceptable. It's just unacceptable.
But why would they be excluded?
Because they don't have an apprenticeship program. Okay. They don't have an apprenticeship program.
But it doesn't say anything about exclusionary.
I'm going to say it again. Minority businesses, small businesses, and women businesses, for the most part, do not have an apprentice program. And they know it.
And you don't believe that Mr. O'Meara's substitute bill would be inclusionary?
No. Read it. Read the substitute, and you come back and tell me that.
How much of this is August 5th?
Huh? All of it is August 5th. You know, all of it is. It's the last 8 weeks. Everybody's trying to position themselves. Everybody talk about diversity, and my opponent talked about diversity. He don't really mean it. Come on, folks.
Trying to position yourself as well.
I'm already positioned. I've been this way for 10 years in county government. Everybody knows Charlie Dooley's position. I've always been for diversity and inclusion. And anybody that said I have not, is simply have not looked at the record.
You think the same thing with CSF coming up? Today and calling.
It's the same thing with the Children's Service Fund. But yeah, the same thing. We have a great program in St. Louis County, and people are trying, for whatever reason, politically, to discredit it. They're not going to discredit St. Louis County's programs. We got a great program. We got a great government. We're going to keep doing the things that we're supposed to do. We're going to keep raising the issues that means value to the St. Louis County and its people.
Okay, this was the genesis behind my question a few weeks ago, why you waited this long. I followed the situation at MSD from the beginning to the point of last year when it was finally implemented. It took years for that to be implemented. So why didn't you start earlier knowing that there would be opposition and try to work with the labor unions and work with the other people that would have problems with this?
I'm going to say it again. We have tried to do those things. We have tried to do those things, but it has to be a two-way street, give and take. If you indicated Councilman Irby, what she say tonight? She met with them. They actually, from her point of view, they agreed with her. And then a councilman comes in under her substitute, put a substitute bill under her bill without even telling her. Now, is that straightforward? No, it's not. What people say and what they do is two different things. Let's be clear about that. And the things I've been consistent for 10 years about where I stand on diversity and inclusion. And I would debate that with anybody.